So just making sure, first of all, that you are comfortable and warm, and you're going to be okay in whatever position you're in for the next half hour, 45 minutes. So just giving yourselves a chance to settle. And listening to the sound of the bowl as it rises and fades away. And giving ourselves the chance just to settle into this place. To becoming accustomed to being here in this room. Accustomed to any sounds that are around us. Generally settling, coming to rest as best we can. Letting go of the hassles of getting here, difficulties with parking, the dreichness of the morning, and when you're feeling ready, it's beginning to feel into the body as you're lying down here. Becoming aware of the sensations of the body lying on the floor, the points of contact of the body with the floor, and being aware of our body's breathing, the in-breath and the out-breath, the flow of the air through the nostrils and into the body. And allowing our awareness to make contact with that flow of the breath and with the sensations of our bodies lying here. as we are going through this scanning practice that's about to start, just realizing there's nothing that we're needing to do, that we're not being set a task that has to be completed. That we're not aiming for any specific outcome, trying to attain a particular mind state. We're just resting with whatever is, whatever our experience is in every moment. And as I will be leading you through the body scan, not being concerned if from time to time minds become distracted by thoughts or feelings or even memories that arise. It's just a question of noticing what's happening. If you become distracted, then just letting go of the distraction, returning to the scan of the body. And so when you're ready, I'm going to invite you to bring awareness to the very end or the tip of your nose. So the question I'm going to ask is, what can you feel, if anything, from the very tip of your nose? Doesn't matter how slight or how strong any sensations are, just that question of being aware. Is there coolness or warmth? And if we're allowing awareness to move down to the nostrils, is there a flow of air as we're breathing? Just noticing the sensations of the present, noticing if they come and go, noticing if there's any sense of wanting to judge them or analyze them. And as best we can, allowing ourselves to rest with whatever's there. So from the tip of the nose and the nostrils, allowing awareness to spread out to the lips, noticing perhaps the sensations where the lips meet. Noticing the sensations where the back of the lips may be touching the teeth, where the tongue is lying in the mouth, sensations of touch, moistness, warmth, coolness, just whatever's there. Sensations coming from the chin and from the cheeks. And then perhaps we can move up into the face, around the eyes and the eyebrows and the forehead. Noticing perhaps light filtering through the eyelids. If your eyes are open, then just noticing whatever it is that's coming into your sense of vision, sense of sight. Just noticing, just being aware. Resting with that awareness. Then we can move on. Spreading awareness around to the ears, the sides of the head and the scalp. We're lying down, being aware of the sensation of pressure where the head is resting against the cushion or the floor. Perhaps even being aware of the sensation of hair touching the skin. So many possible sensations, some very subtle, some very obvious. Just all sensations floating in awareness. Not necessarily having any particular meaning. They're just there. Part of being alive. Part of being human. And then we can move down into the neck and the shoulders. And letting go of any tension. Allowing the shoulders just to relax and drop downwards towards the floor. Awareness has a soft quality to it. As it moves through the body, it is softening and opening and releasing. We can take awareness down now through the arms, into the hands and the fingers. If you wish, moving awareness from fingertip to fingertip, noticing how sensitive the fingertips are, the fingers and the hands are. Allowing the hands and the fingers to be open and relaxed and easy. Releasing any sense of gripping or holding. Any sense of wanting things to be one way and not another. Right now, things are just exactly as they are. So the fingers, the hands, the wrists, the forearms, the elbows, the upper arms, awareness permeating through them. And allowing awareness now to move into the upper part of the body, into the chest and the stomach. Being aware of the shoulder blades resting against the floor or the back of the chair. Being aware of the touch of clothing on the skin. Being aware of the movements of breathing. Being aware even of the heart beating and the blood flowing, and the stomach and internal organs digesting, it's being aware of life going on. Noticing that the body breathes, the heart beats, the stomach digests, without any effort from us. It goes on from moment to moment. Right now, all we're doing is just being aware. And resting with it. Nothing else. And then taking awareness down into the back and into the pelvis and the hips. noticing whatever sensations are there. Maybe noticing if there's any sensation that we might label as being uncomfortable or unpleasant. And going into these sensations, allowing them to come fully into awareness, so we can experience them exactly as they are. Giving ourselves perhaps the chance to understand why something is labeled as uncomfortable or unpleasant or even painful. Maybe even realizing that everything is just sensation. Just sensation arriving and floating in awareness. And that perhaps there's no need for us to label or categorize. Things are just what they are. And then we can begin to bring awareness down the legs, into the thighs, into the knees, moving down at your own pace, into the calves and the shins, and then into the feet and the toes. Allowing awareness to move up and down and around the legs and the feet. Noticing whatever sensations are there. Acknowledging and accepting them. Allowing them to come and go. There is no need to try and change things. Everything will eventually come and go in its own time. It's just a matter of resting. Resting in awareness. And allowing our whole body to fill with awareness. From the toes and the feet and the ankles. Awareness moving up and filling the calves and the shins and the knees. The thighs and the hips and the pelvis. And
awareness filling the back. And the abdomen. Awareness filling the chest. And going down the arms, the hands, the forearms, the elbows, the upper arms. Awareness filling the arms. And awareness filling the neck and then the head and the face. The whole body being filled with awareness. Sensations coming and going in that awareness. The breath rising and falling, breathing in and breathing out, also in that awareness. The whole body filled with a softness, with an openness, with the acceptance and the acknowledgement of awareness. Everything experience just as it is. And that same softness of awareness which allows us to open out to the sensations of our bodies. Also allowing us to open out to the presence of others. So in this room, as we rest in our awareness, there are other human beings also resting in awareness. And every single person, every single human being in this room experiences difficulties in life, wants to be happy, wants to feel relaxed and safe, wants life to be easy and to flow without any effort. Wants to let go, to be free of struggling and of striving. And resting in awareness, perhaps we can become aware. Really, there is no difference between us. There is no separation. have the same thought processes, same desires to be happy and peaceful. Same things to worry about, same stresses. So I'm inviting you now, as best you can, in the softness of awareness, to release any sense of being separate or unique or alone or isolated. Realizing we all have awareness in common. That there is nothing that we have ever felt or thought that hasn't been felt by millions of people before. And isn't being felt right now by millions of others. In this room right now, there is no separation. Our awareness is shared. Our thought processes are shared. Our suffering is shared. The boundaries that we set up in our minds between ourselves and others are simply illusions of the mind. There is no real separation. So with the softness of awareness as best we can, we're allowing that sense of separation to soften and dissolve, letting go of the sense of there being an edge or a boundary to our bodies and to our minds. Allowing ourselves to be as one. Feeling supported by everyone else here. feeling perhaps a sense of kindness and caring. Feeling the desire to help others as we would like them to help ourselves. Even perhaps feeling a sense of love and compassion. Allowing the boundaries to dissolve. There is no separation. Resting in the soft openness.